It's September 1864. While taking advantage of the mild temperature of a beautiful autumn afternoon, a man is walking with his son-in-law in a vast forest of maritime pines. The two men regularly take a break, breathe in the fresh air of the nearby coast, then contemplate the nature that offers itself to them before leaving again with a quiet step. The older man is particularly moved. This forest, it is he who imagined it, and it was also he, helped by his son-in-law, who planted the 4,500 trees, one by one. Pine trees that he began referring to as his children. This man is Alphonse Dalloz, and it's to his visionary genius that we owe the resort of Le Touquet Périplage as we know it today.
Podcast Story.
But let's go back in time, when Le Touquet was only a vast expanse of wild dunes, located at the mouth of the Conche River. Let's go back to 27 years earlier, on April 25th, 1837. Alphonse Dalloz is a very happy man. This wealthy Parisian notary and his partner have just won a large piece of land by the sea through an auction. Put up for sale by the state, this large, sandy piece of land did not attract many people. It was windy, consumed by dunes, and it was hardly suitable for construction. But Alphonse Dalloz didn't care. Being retired from business, he intended to turn his new acquisition into a large hunting estate. In 1855, he has a crazy idea. What if he plants a forest on this 800-hectare plot of land, like in the region of Les Landes? Alphonse Dalloz now lives on his new wooded land and a large house built there, which he calls Le Château. It is there that he receives his friends from Parisian high society, such as Hippolyte de Villemessant, director of the Figaro newspaper. The latter immediately falls under the spell of the place. How could you not? On one side is the sea, and on the other side is this incredible forest and this magical light. He then slips an idea to his host. Why not make this small paradise a seaside resort? It could be called Périplage. It would attract a crazy crowd. Alphonse Dalloz will have the pleasure of seeing the first housing estate, two lighthouses and a semaphore before leaving the young Périplage orphan. Passing away in Nice in 1885, without having the time to see his beloved resort becoming a favorite vacation spot of Parisians and English alike. We owe this metamorphosis to John Whitley, an English businessman. This entrepreneur buys the resort in 1902 and sets about making it the fashionable place where everyone wants to stay and be seen. Superb hotels are built, such as the Hermitage, the Hôtel des Anglais, and the Regina, while villas with innovative designs flourish. It's a time to celebrate sport and the great outdoors. On the sand, people flock to applaud Louis Blériot, the famous aviator, who comes and goes with his aeroplane, the ancestor of the sailboat, while Pierre de Coubertin himself inaugurates the Chambre des Sports. Of course, it's quite a journey to reach Le Touquet from Paris. But what a joy when, after hours of train and tramway rides, the long-awaited sea finally appears. On March 28, 1912, the inhabitants celebrate the official creation of Le Touquet Périplage. The resort becomes a real administrative commune with its own coat of arms and motto, Fiat Lux, Fiat Orbs. May the light be, may the city be. Unfortunately, the joy is short-lived. The horrors of the First World War shatter this sweet, carefree spirit. But here come the Roaring Twenties, sweeping the city away in a whirlwind of parties, luxury, and joyous extravagance. It's the golden age of the resort, with elegant people from all over Europe flocking there to enjoy the pure and invigorating air of the open sea, as well as the sumptuous worldly events. Isn't that Leopold III at this dinner? And yes, over there is the Prince of Wales, the future Edward VIII, who's riding a horse. No one is surprised to see entire families of proudly dressed Indians in lavish tunics in the city. They are the Maharajas who have come to spend their fortune in the city's casinos. It must be said that the casinos are among the most popular in Europe. Their revenues are such that they break national records. Where does everyone stay? At the Royal Picardie, of course. An incredible palace of 500 rooms built in 1929 that amazes even the most jaded among us. It's the largest and most luxurious hotel in the world. During the day, you can refresh yourself in the magnificent Le Touquet swimming pool, built on the seafront, a 66.66-meter pool filled with filtered and heated seawater. Dare I say that it's the most beautiful pool in Europe? And since the station needs a city hall to match, a superb building with Gothic inspiration is inaugurated in 1931. Did you know that since 2014, it has been classified as a historical monument? Speaking of inaugurations, one of the aerodromes in 1936 is still remembered. 3 days of celebration during which 650 daredevils enjoyed their first flight. But the war comes once again to put an end to the happy days. Now we are in 1940, and Le Touquet is occupied by up to 40,000 German soldiers. Battles rage, and residents of Le Touquet watch helplessly as the two lighthouses, the swimming pool, and the Royal Picardie are destroyed. Before fleeing under Allied aerial fire in 1944, the Germans mine the town. Nearly 100,000 explosive devices are found in the dunes, the streets, the houses, even in pillowcases. Le Touquet earns the sad nickname of the most mined town in France. Then the liberation comes, and once again, Le Touquet rises from its ashes. On the ruins of the Royal Picardie, the Lycée Hôtelier is built, a promise of the future whose fame now extends beyond its borders. A new lighthouse is built, a symbol of a light that never goes out. While families rediscover the simple joy of playing on the beach and the activities that the resort offers, artists return to seek inspiration. It is Dubuffet who proposes the colors that still adorn the famous beach cabins. Years later, vacationers sitting at the Flavio let themselves be charmed by the melodies of a shy young pianist. Do they realize that they are the first to applaud Serge Gainsbourg? The people will be numerous to attend the first edition of Enduro du Touquet on February 16, 1975. This is launched by Thierry Sabine, and it's the world's longest motorcycle race on sand. In 2012, Le Touquet celebrates its 100th anniversary. 100 years of being an eternal charmer combining nature and elegance. A centennial that celebrates the beautiful story of a dream come true. The dream of a man who wished to see his paradise emerge from the sand. There. Now you know my story. Now let me tell you who I am today. I'm a seaside resort, of course. But let's face it, outside of the summer season, I'm not a sleepy town. My hotels, restaurants, and shops are open all year round, and my market is held several times a week because I want to offer the most pleasant living environment possible to both my year-round and secondary residents. Staying true to my past as a sports resort, I am a small paradise for windsurfers, kitesurfers, and paddleboarders, while my long, white, sandy beach is a favorite playground for sailing enthusiasts. I must admit that I am very proud to have welcomed the best tennis players in the world. Suzanne Langlin, Novak Djokovic, Rafael Nadal, Andy Murray. They all came to my Pierre de Coubertin Tennis Center for the Junior Davis Cup. I also have the honor of being named one of the world's 100 most beautiful golf destinations. By the way, do you know what my famous emblem is? It's a little caddy with a golf bag on it, created in 1925 during a competition organized by the Board of Tourism. Ask the Toquetois. They love it so much that they put it everywhere, even on their cars. For horse riding enthusiasts, I own a magnificent 64-hectare equestrian park. Obviously, I satisfy the strollers, the walkers, the dreamers, and the joggers. By the way, I welcomed my first bars and restaurants on the beach. You have to admit that it's a real pleasure to watch the sunset on the sea while sharing a drink with your family and friends. I also like to satisfy art and culture lovers by proposing numerous events throughout the year. You absolutely must come to the Winter Jazz Festival, the Nuit Baroque, my famous Piano Folie, or the Touquet Music Beach, the festival that celebrates the new electronic scene. And since I like to think big, I have an enlarged and renovated palace with a 1,200-seat auditorium that has recently welcomed numerous artists. Nature has always been my most remarkable asset. My beach stretches over 7 miles of fine sand, bordered by majestic dunes. Located at my northern tip, take the time to discover the Baie de Conche Nature Park, 45 hectares that are incredibly rich in biodiversity. You will naturally come across seals lazing in the sun or swarms of migratory birds. And of course, you must walk in the calm of the majestic forest of Le Touquet, follow in the footsteps of Alphonse Dalloz, and put your hands on the bark of a 100-year-old maritime pine that he planted himself. In February 2022, I had the great honor of receiving the title of Remarkable Garden from the Ministry of Culture, a rare and prestigious distinction that rewards gardens and parks of cultural, aesthetic, historical, or botanical interest. I am the first seaside resort to receive this recognition. Now nationally recognized as one of the top tourist resorts, my next challenge is to regain, in the next 10 years, the international influence that I had in the 1920s. This year, 2022, I celebrate my 110th birthday. Yes, I know, I don't look my age at all. This exceptional birthday is the link between a rich past and a promising future. Looking to the future, I never cease to improve my city hall, which benefits from a beautiful and long restoration process. The waterfront is at the heart of all my efforts. If today cyclists and pedestrians can walk there in complete serenity, I wish to go even further. With the help of my residents, I have set myself a goal: to create a waterfront that will make us all proud. I have also launched a new management plan for the forest, my lifeblood. I take care of my trees, of course, but also of my inhabitants. Before summer, a large medical center that will welcome 18 general practitioners, specialists, and nurses will open its doors. My story is unique. Built on the sand, I have succeeded in combining nature and elegance over the years. I will never cease to offer entertainment, artistic, sporting, and cultural events to continue to see the eyes of both the young and old shine. I am a small paradise planted between land and sea, where every season it's good to enjoy an incredible sweetness of life. So come along. I'm waiting for you to share an experience of nature and elegance.
Podcast Story. On a tous une histoire à écouter.